Hey, good morning, North Coast Church. My name is Austin Payne, and I'm the 9th and 10th grade pastor on the Vista campus. And we're diving into today's Daily Dose in the book of Ephesians. And in chapter 1, Paul is writing a letter to the city of Ephesus. And on his third missionary journey, Paul spends 3 years here in Ephesus. And while he's in prison in 62 AD, in a prison cell in Rome, he writes a letter back to these people that he spent 3 years with. And in starting in verse 17, he's talking about this prayer that he has for the people of Ephesus, these Ephesians. And he says this: "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." And I'm struck by this verse because Paul's kind of talking about, man, ever since I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and I keep giving thanks for this love that you have for God. And then he says, here's my prayer for you. I pray that God may give you this spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation, simply so that you may know him better. And I think this stands out to me because I don't know how often I pray that. I spend a lot of time reading my Bible, and I spend a lot of time in community and coming to church and listening to messages and podcasts, but I don't know how often I stop and I pause and I pray, God, may you give me the spirit of wisdom. May you give me the spirit of revelation, simply so that I can know you better. And I love that Paul prays this. And then he goes on in verse 18, he says this: "I also pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance to his holy people, and his incomparably great power for those of us who believe." And again, he's saying, this is my prayer for you, that the eyes of your heart may be opened, that you may know, that you may live with this hope in mind that in which God has called you, that you might be enlightened to this glorious inheritance, that your hope is found in this heavenly inheritance that you have. And again, he's talking about these people that he knows, these people that he's like, this is the cry of my heart, that you would have this spirit of wisdom and revelation, that your hope would be found in this heavenly inheritance, and that you would know the incomparably great power for those of us that believe. And here's the hidden gem. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly realms. That blows my mind. He says this: that power is the same exact power that God used when he raised Jesus from the dead. And that word power, it's actually the Greek word dunamis. We see it 57 times throughout the New Testament. It's the word that we use translated for dynamite. And 57 times we're given power, we have the spirit of power, we have this power within us, the exact same power that God used when Jesus was crucified, and 3 days later, the power exerted by the God of the universe to say, I will beat death, and death can't even touch Jesus. I'm going to raise him up from the dead. And then here's the part: you believer, you who have confessed with your mouth, who believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, man, I pray that you have the spirit of revelation. I pray that you have the spirit of wisdom, simply that you can know God. May your hope be found in this heavenly inheritance, so much greater than just the 50, 60, 70 years that we have here on earth. And then you can live with power. Not just a one-time death and resurrection that we have to look back on that gives us hope, but this power that we're offered daily, this spirit of power that we can walk in, this grace that's offered to me today, that I can live powerfully, that I can live with this hope of the inheritance, and that I can know the God of the universe. Man, North Coast, may that be the power that we live in today. It's tough sometimes when we're walking around and we have a lot going on and we feel overwhelmed and stressed and the anxieties of life can hit us and work becomes busy and home life becomes stressful. Man, I hope we can pause today and look at this hidden gem of Ephesians, of Paul's prayer to a people that he loved, and said, my prayer for you, know that you're powerful. Know that you're dangerous because you have the same exact power within you that God used to raise Jesus from the dead. Live in that power today. Thanks, North Coast.